Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. Here is Corey Hawley in this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 17, Number 9. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was PSN, number 43, Prevent Disease. Dietary supplements work in concert with food and exercise in multiple ways to prevent disease. And just like washing our hands, the primary benefits of taking dietary supplements are preventive. When combined correctly, as exemplified in my equation for health, H equals NF squared, both nutrition and fitness work together as strong medicine to keep us well. But when the diet is reinforced with a luxurious amount of carefully selected and high-quality dietary supplements, it only gets better. Dietary supplements act like natural whole food companions to enhance the overall net effect of both the food and the supplements, working together as they're absorbed to sustain and nourish the cells. Whole food alone versus combining whole food with supplements is similar to the difference between iron and steel. Let's liken iron to the best diet you could possibly choose, and steel to that same diet supplemented with the best known NHPs. Iron, again, likened to whole food, is strong, very strong. But steel, which is whole food plus supplements, is stronger, more flexible, and more resistant to oxidation than iron alone. To create steel, you combine whole food with supplements, you have to add a tiny bit of carbon in the actual construction of steel from iron. You have to add carbon. Now, the carbon reflects NHPs. Just a tiny little bit of carbon added to iron makes steel. So a tiny little bit, relatively speaking, weight-wise, of dietary supplements added to a whole bunch of natural food equals steel. You see the connection? Now, we all have a limited shelf life. The goal is to serve and protect. One man chooses iron, good choice. I choose steel. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is PSN number 44, healthy aging. To understand healthy aging, first you have to understand what health actually is and also what is meant by aging. Most people want to grow old without a lot of suffering. Who doesn't? But to really understand what healthy aging is, we've got to understand first what health is. Optimum health means functioning at our peak and highest level, allowing us to achieve our maximum potential. Health can be characterized as a continuum with positive and negative poles. Positive health is associated with the capacity to enjoy life and the ability to withstand challenges. Negative health is associated with morbidity and, in the extreme, with premature mortality. Health is far more than the absence of disease. Remember, that's only half of the equation. Health is also, and here's the other half, the presence of function. And this is the missing link that many people don't get, don't understand. They don't know how to determine it, or they don't know how to measure it. They've never even thought about measuring it in themselves as they age. That's the missing link. I think Darwin is still looking for it. But they are definitely losing function. Whether you're looking for it or not, you're losing function. But in this case, they're losing function without knowing it. And they're not doing anything to maintain their function. And this is what increases the negative aspects of aging as it's typically perceived. Here's where we must remind ourselves about the difference between chronological age and biological age. Two different things, and it's confusing if you don't really understand the difference, but once you do, you can see, wow, what a difference that is. Lifestyle plays an enormous role in how we age, but not chronologically speaking. The clock is always ticking, and we're all aging equally in time according to how we measure it on the calendar. Bioage, biological age, or vital age, has more to do with how we're aging and this is by far more important, and what effect life has had and is having on our body. Ideally, our bio age as adults should always be less than our chronological age. So if you're 50, it'd be nice to have a biological age of 30. Or if you're 70, nice to have a biological age of, say, 60 or 55. Healthy aging is the genuine desire to want to be well. It's more than wishful thinking. If this desire is real, which means it now is more than wishful thinking, it's actually something driving. It's a force inside of you. You have a genuine desire. This magnifies itself over time and grows in our brain. And as it does, we become consciously focused on learning more and more about health and how to sustain it as we age, because this is essential to achieve our desire. We want to be well. I need to learn how to be well, so I'm going to learn how to be well. That's the connection. Get to the gym, eat cleaner, eat better, eat more frequently, eat less often, whatever it is. You have this desire to make change, to incorporate new things, because your overall underlying objective is to be well. Healthy aging is an attitude, and healthy aging is also like time. It's a continuum. Aging is a real process tied in with reality, and it can be studied. Healthy aging demands self-control to minimize self-induced damage. And my goodness, there's a lot of that. And lifestyle-related action that increases our resistance to the natural forces that cause damage, including things like cosmic radiation, atmospheric oxidation, gravity, and the kingpin of all, of course, entropy. So we have to minimize damage that we do to ourselves, and then we have to do more things that enhance our capacity to withstand entropy. That's called negative entropy. If we're strong, lean, well-conditioned, agile, and flexible, if our mental powers are fully developed, if we have emotional poise and control of ourselves, if we understand who and what we are biologically, if we understand the environment that we exist in metaphysically speaking, if we have some understanding about the universe and astronomy, then we're going to have a lot of ammunition, and the ammunition we need to experience healthy aging, because we've got the data, we've got the facts, we're living in a real world. What is the practical solution to this challenge of healthy aging? The idea here is to consciously choose to live well. That's first. You got to consciously make the choice. And when we make this choice, we will live longer. And here's why. Because we won't die. Statistically speaking, it's very unlikely that you're going to die prematurely from preventable chronic diseases caused by not living well. By not living well, what happens? Your body derides itself, it collapses, it degenerates, it starts to break down. There's a dysregulation in homeostasis. If you live well and do all the right stuff, none of this stuff happens. And the slow, gradual shift that's going on inside the body that is inevitably impossible to stop is going to peak out way down the line so that you're going to live to over 100. It's that simple. Of course, we're all mortal and terminal. You have to get your head around that fact. A lot of people can't or don't want to think about it or can't deal with death, but you've got to get your head around it. And once you do, once you accept that, then you can move on with life and start focusing on everything that's great and positive. But that's not the point here. What we want to do is maximize the expression of our personal health through living. Do actual day-by-day living. And this is why and where we bring in both controlled exercise and the logic of eating whole food that we ourselves have determined is compatible with our genome. So you don't just eat any diet, but through your research, through your trial and error, your application, your pitfalls, your experiences of positivity, negativity, you come up with an ideal diet for you at this time in your life, and it's going to change maybe later. Maybe you're playing sports now, you won't be playing the same one later. So it always changes. But you have to come up with a compatible relationship with food and then consume it with joy and enthusiasm. This approach parallels the scientific method. But for the most part, the conventional masses rely mostly on emotion and the latest newscast for guidance than actual science and critical thought. The latest headline, it stirs up the pot. People respond either negatively or positively, when in actuality that headline was hype and bogus and there was no truth to it at all. But people believe it because it's on TV, because it was on the news. Many of us are stuck in the mud watching television and gobbling up destructive food, food that hurts, food that harms, food that kills. Instead of getting into a new thought process and understanding that the point of life to a large degree is to maximize the quality of our lives so that we can pursue our own self-interests that lead to self-fulfillment and so-called happiness. Now, regarding the influence of dietary supplements on the aging process itself, there are quite a number of biochemical substances, vitamins, minerals, botanical remedies advocated by various health professionals, alternative health groups, health gurus, MLM companies, network companies, wholesale manufacturers and suppliers. And they're being proposed as miracle cures. Okay? They're hyped. They're promoted in magazines. There's things said about them that are absolutely ridiculous. And these things are not credible. So we have to really understand how to differentiate between what's real and what's not. Because most of the hype is nothing more than just hype. But humans tend to respond to emotions that lead to excitement and a temporary sense of pleasure. Oh my goodness, if only I had that, let's get some. But let's get something straight. There is no such thing as a miracle cure. So when anything is advocated as a miracle cure, when that word is used, when there's any sense of that being promoted, right away you know it's not true. It's false because there's no such thing. Miracle cures don't exist. But in the context of research viability, safety, and reliability, there are many players in the nutrition game that can and do contribute to healthy aging. And most of them, if not all of them, are not sexy. They're not headline news. They've been around for decades and perhaps even longer. They're boring from a status point of view, but they're solid as a rock, just like the mountains that you live beside. You know, after a while, you stop looking at the mountain as something unique. It's just there. You walk by it without really stopping to look at it and appreciate it. So what are these things? Well, glutathione is a good example, coenzyme Q10. And of course, we can consume many of the water-soluble and fat-soluble micronutrients in much greater quantities as NHPs than is possible to obtain from food sources alone. So, you know, an orange might have 60 milligrams of vitamin C. I take 10 to 15,000 milligrams a day. How many oranges do I have to eat? There's no way I'm going to be able to do that. So an orange can't compete therapeutically with the high dose intravenous in mind, especially. It just can't compete. But you do want to eat oranges or fruit. You do want to get that natural source vitamin C direct, even though we're losing grasp over what that term nature is with genetic modification, alteration, and GMO. We're losing touch with what it took to create something that we can pick off a tree. Like it took millions of years for that thing to evolve through natural selection into that beautiful fruit that ripened on the tree. Now, here's some examples. Vitamin E has marvelous protective properties, as does vitamin C. Just taking these two things alone in ample quantities, in addition to having a great foundation of supplements, you know, you always create a foundation, like a good multiple vitamin and mineral. You've got all the minerals covered, all the basic vitamins, and then you add the high dose vitamin C and E. This is a wise approach to healthy aging. Remember, this is a concept of mind and body working together as a team because they are one. There's no duality. There's not two separate things. The mind and the conception of self emanates from inside the brain, from neurons, regions of the brain. That's where the mind is. It's not in something outside of yourself. It's in yourself. If you take your brain out of your head and put it on a shelf, your body will fall over limp and is incapable of doing anything. It can't move, it can't function, and all the organs inside of it will die. This is all about the brain. This is why Colgan was into brain health. You don't want to outlive your brain. You want it to be sharp and filled with dynamic insight and information, but it needs to be well. You need to protect it. Now, if you want to be well, we will create the motivation from within to look at the science and examine the data. I have no time. I don't know what to look at. You know, no, it doesn't work. You have to be motivated to heal yourself. Physician, heal thyself. You've got to do this work on your own. You've got to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. This is how we confirm that taking these things are safe and effective. Why take vitamin C? Do the research. How much can you take? When should you take it? It's water soluble. So you don't take it all at one time. You spread it out. You want to keep your blood plasma, your leukocytes, your adrenals saturated, your eyeballs saturated in it. So you deliver it throughout the day. Regarding the effectiveness of supplements, let's look at some animal study examples, especially the ones with the rodents, like with the mice and the rats, because there's plenty of those. Some of these would be unethical to do on humans. And in my world, in my head, they're unethical to do on any living thing. I'd rather do all the work on cells and non-sentient tissues, glands, not living things that are tortured and destroyed for our sake. I don't agree with that. That's my personal view on it. I think there's so much we can do without doing that. But in the meantime, we do have these studies. I'm not controlling them. I'm just deriving value in terms of studying the outcome of their research. We know that calorie deprivation extends the lifespan of mice and rats. We absolutely know that. But here's something that's not as well known. The older animals that go on the low calorie intake, they have better functional health compared to their contemporaries that are on a higher intake of food. Because food creates oxidation. Oxidation causes damage to the mitochondria and to the cell wall. It causes inflammation. So consuming food is a cause of damage, but that's the paradox. Like oxygen consumption, you can't live without food. You can't live without oxygen. So consuming both causes damage, which ultimately causes our demise. Isn't that a nice little source of irony? But when the rodents that are calorie deprived take dietary supplements, in addition to consuming a diet reducing calories, they live longer. Now, this is really cool. So if you and I can manage our food intake so that we never overeat, we don't eat late at night, we just deliver high quality, whole natural organic food constantly to the system, and we spare it. We sometimes undereat or practice intermittent fasting or periodic fasting. We go without eating for a while to clean out the system instead of bogging it down with too much. That is how you live longer as a human being. Systematic overeating will kill you faster. That is absolutely defined in science. Overeating causes premature death. Now, in some animal studies, if you feed two groups of animals of the same species and kinship, the exact same diet, so you get 20 brothers and sisters, you split them into two groups, one group of 10, the other group of 10. So they're kind of similar genetically. Now, one group, you give dietary supplements. Now, again, they're both eating exactly the same diet, okay? The group with the supplements outlives and outperforms the group on diet alone. That interests me because I want to maintain a high degree of performance. And I can and I am doing that. When I compare myself to the typical modern domesticated 60-year-old, I'm absolutely able to outperform them. My biomarkers are better. They're ideal in terms of minimal risk of the chronic diseases. So you want to be on top, not in the middle or at the bottom when it comes to a health profile. Now, we've got a lot of evidence, especially with animals, that taking supplements has a protective effect on the cells. The mitochondria, the lining around the vital organs in the brain. We know that inflammation causes damage. Remember, no one dies of old age. We all die from damage and stress. is a huge contributing factor in the process of biological aging. Remember that two people, one stressed out and one no stress, are aging exactly the same way in chronological time. The days, the hours, the minutes have passed by exactly the same for them. But the effect of life and the environmental conditions on them individually is what biological age is about. And that is the reality of life right there. That's how you feel. That's how you look. That's how you sleep. That's how you function. Now, if we want to age well, we need to manage and cultivate stress. Hello? Stress ultimately depletes our vitamin pool. A lot of people don't know this, specifically things like pantothenic acid, B5, niacin, B3, vitamin C, ascorbic acid, zinc, potassium, and the amino acid tyrosine. Now, this is just some of them. Many of them are depleted, and some of them are depleted more so in some people more than others, and vice versa. This is what individual biochemistry recognition is all about. If the stress is too high for too long, be it physical, mental, or emotional, the body can't meet its normal biochemical and physiological demands due to this depletion of critical micronutrients. So the pool is diminishing, and you need the things that are in the pool, and if they're not there, guess what? Your body starts to grab hold of storage sites, you know, liver and pockets throughout the body and joints, and then that's what causes the slow, gradual erosion and organ depletion. So the sense here, besides finding practical ways to relax regarding stress, release and ventilate, is to bump things up and take additional amounts of the same nutrients that are depleted in the form of NHPs. Now, according to Dr. Hans Selye, which I bring to your attention in the course material, the presence of a stressor brings about a psychological and physiological state of disruption, and in turn is followed by a series of physiological responses. Selye named his three-stage model of the body's reaction to stress as general adaptation syndrome. As the stressors have a general effect on several parts of the body, and the body adapts to stress with the help of its defense mechanism. The adaptive response to stress is divided into three stages, including 1, the alarm reaction, 2, the stage of resistance, and 3, the stage of exhaustion. It is the third stage, the stage of exhaustion, wherein the body's energy reserves and the immunity becomes exhausted. Continued exposure to stress leads to adrenal exhaustion. The body's defenses become weak, which in turn has an adverse effect on one's physical and emotional health. So when you hear the bells ringing, pay attention. As we age, our metabolic rate declines. No one can stop this. I don't care how fit, how lean, how healthy you are. No one can stop this. But we can slow it down considerably, as we can't endogenously produce the substances we once could in the same amounts. Linus Pauling pointed this out to me. Man, what a lesson I learned from him. Corey, as you age, your body's not going to be able to make many of the myriads of micronutrients and enzymes and biochemicals it needs to be well in the same amounts. You're going to have to take them from the outside. Guess what? That's where dietary supplements come in. This depletes our organ reserve. As these things deplete, our organ reserve goes down, the enzyme bank account goes down, including both our metabolic and digestive enzymes. Less enzymes equates to less absorption of micronutrients derived from food. You eat food, you can't absorb the nutrients as you used to when you were younger, so less of the micronutrients are actually getting to the cell. The cell wall's harder. It's having more difficulty doing its work. So this is where training and exercise, movement and sport is so critical. And this, again, is another reason to take NHPs as we age. Energy, creatine, ribose, glutamine, spirulina, you know, the fatty acids, hemp seed oil, chia, flaxseed oil, add that to your shake. Use a good quality protein, whey protein isolate. Pound those shakes back. Turn it into a religion if you have to. All hail the mighty shake. Now, here's some other good stuff that you want to hear. Okay, as we age, muscle mass decreases, especially type 2 fast twitch. That's the power muscle. That's the strength muscle. And all of our anabolic hormones go down, like testosterone, you know, estrogen in women, that's a well-known fact. Hormones that we need for health and vitality tend to go down. And this is why, again, training, exercise, doing the things that we need to do is so important. In fact, everything about us is changing over time due to damage. So taking supplements overall to solidify our wellness position increases our resistance to stress, infection, and damage. It's all about management of self. Healthy aging is all about outcome day by day. It's knowing what it is. It's understanding how to get it and then how to manage and sustain it. And that is as challenging to many as getting it in the first place. The goal is to retain our ability to function and to use our body as it was designed by nature to do. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from author, public speaker, and alternative medicine advocate, Deepak Chopra. Although we take it for granted, sanitation is a physical measure that has probably done more to increase human lifespan than any kind of drug or surgery.